The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, while Donald Trump backtracked on his imposition of tariffs globally, there was one country that had no relief, and that was China. China remained subjected to a tariff of 145%, and it responded in kind. But then, yesterday, it appeared that Donald Trump blinked and talked about the possibility of reaching a deal, which both sides would be very happy with. But then, on the other hand, he was reported as saying through his intermediaries to the European Commission, you've got to choose between a relationship with China and a relationship with the United States. In other words, if you do business with them, you can't do business with us. So we thought we would talk about our relationship with China. And Ambassador Zhao, the ambassador from China to Ireland, is with me in studio. Ambassador Zhao, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me here.
Now, let's talk about what happened yesterday. What was the reaction in China to the overtures from Donald Trump?
I think you have noted that our spokesperson of the Foreign Ministry, he said that there's no negotiations till now. Our attitude is always the same. If you want to fight, we will fight with you to the end. But our negotiation door is always open. If you want to have talks with us, please go back to the table. We are always there to talk with you.
Now, I could play you clips of Trump saying the talks are ongoing. Our people are talking to their people. That's not true. No talking.
As of now, I have no further information. Just according to the spokesperson's remarks, there's no negotiations till now.
Now, what was the impact in China of this attack by Donald Trump on China? Blaming China for the fact that Americans want and need to buy Chinese produce.
See, there's no winners of the trade war. The United States is always saying that the rest of the world are taking advantage of the United States. United States is an English-speaking country. And Ireland, the majority of the people speak English. So you know better than me of the word trade. What does trade mean? Look it in the dictionary. Look it up in the dictionary. Trade means the activity of selling, of buying, or of exchanging goods or services. So that means you exchange something with others. You pay the money and you got high-quality products. That is mutual beneficial. It is not an activity of one country taking advantage of another. So it will affect, there's no winners of the trade. It will affect all the countries involved in the trade.
Now, there was one thing that I found quite offensive, and I'm not Chinese, obviously, where J.D. Vance said that we were borrowing money from peasants to buy the stuff that Chinese peasants were making.
Yeah,
that was offensive.
Yes, like I said, all the English-speaking countries, they know what does peasants mean. We normally we call it farmers, or the even the hillbilly, but not the peasants. It's an offensive word. That shows their attitude. They want to, they're always thinking that the other countries are taking advantage of them, but you know. As I just said, for us, our negotiation door is always open. But if you want to fight, we will fight to the end. Like the Chinese saying said that if our good friends are coming to visit our house, we will prepare good wine, including Irish whiskey. But if you want to fight, if the shackles and wolves are coming to our house, we will take out our gun to protect us and our partners, including Ireland.
Do you believe that the United States was trying to publicly humiliate China?
Normally, you know, in terms of the international relations, China is always adopting a policy of peaceful coexistence. We want to have a good relations with others. We want to have a good trade relations with others. We pay the money, buy the products, and also other countries pay the money by our high quality products. That is the way we are behaving. But if other countries want to humiliate us, we will fight to the end.
Now, in terms of relations between Ireland and China, they are generally good, although some people have expressed reservations about human rights issues in China, which perhaps should wait for another day to discuss. But generally speaking, we have a good trade relationship between our two countries.
Yes.
Who is in deficit and who is in surplus?
That is a good question. You can check the statistics. To our statistics and also the European statistics, in the past 16 consecutive years, we have a very good relationship in terms of the trade. And last year's statistics shows that we have over 20 billion euros trade volume. Okay. And about, I think it's about almost 13 billion euros is one Irish people enjoyed the surplus.
Okay, so we are in surplus according to the Chinese statistics. Yes. What kind of things do we sell to you? What do you sell to us?
Well, you know the dairy products, the beef, pork, and other materials you sell to China. And also we buy, sell the infrastructure materials, electronics materials, and also I think the EV, the electric vehicles.
The new brands, MG and BYD, and there are others on the way, I know.
Yes.
The question of manufacturing in Europe for the European market. I mean, BYD are building a plant, I think, to make batteries and indeed probably vehicles.
Yes.
Is that part of the strategy in China to, compete with the European auto industry, which feels threatened by China?
See, I don't want to call the it's a kind of strategy. See, it is a trade. What is a trade? I illustrate already. It is you pay the money, you get what you want. So the EV is very good for the European countries. I saw the in the Irish Times. They always say that we have a high quality of electric vehicles and it is affordable for the common people. So you pay the money, but you got what you want. That is a trade. It is not a strategy. We also sell the EVs to other parts of the China. Other parts of the world. So you cannot call it a kind of strategy. It is a kind of collaboration. It's a kind of good trade to the rest of the world.
Now, there's no doubt we will start to buy more Chinese technology. There's no question about that. And even technology that might be branded as American, for example, an iPhone might in fact have been manufactured in China. So if we are going to buy more technology from China, what more can we sell to you?
See, yesterday I read an article on the newspaper. The French enterprise Danone, you know, the dairy products company, they have surpassed their sales forecasts this year because of the strong demand from the Chinese market. You have a very good infant formula, milk formula, selling to China. I think it's over 70 or 80% of your exports go to China. So that is very good for the Chinese people. And also we can expand the market, like for the dairy products for the adults, not only for the infants. So that is a very big market. We have, you know, we have 1.4 billion people. And also we have 400 million middle-class consumers. See, it is a very big market. You can expand all the products of your advantage.
Now, one of the threats made by the Trump administration was, if you do business with China, then you don't do business with us. Which, I mean, I don't think Europe reacted well because Europe wants to choose who it trades with, not be told by the United States.
I know you want to ask your questions. So how we could take side between the trade war? See, weeks ago, our Prime Minister, Mr. Li Qiang, has a good phone conversation with European President von der Leyen. They talked about the trade diversion tracking mechanism, and also the I saw on the papers that the price of the EVs. So they would like to settle the disputes of the EV rather than by imposing tariffs. We will have very good conversations to resolve the disputes among us. So we don't want our partners to take side. We just want a close collaboration with our partners to resolve our disputes.
I mean, the concern, I suppose, that Ursula von der Leyen had was that perhaps without the American market, you would have a surplus of goods that you want to export, because the market at home is big, but it can't absorb everything that you make. And there was a fear that a lot of stuff would be dumped at cut price Europe.
Yeah, look, I just said the diversion, trade diversion mechanism. We will have some concrete methods to resolve the disputes. And also, maybe we have a misunderstanding. To my understanding, I saw the main opinion on the papers, even on your Irish papers, that the European Union denied the request by the United States. They would continue their collaboration with China, and they won't cut off the trade ties with China. And you see the something in the news that the president and also the chairman of the European Union, they will go to China this summer to talk about a closer cooperation with China.
Now, already we know that the Spanish prime minister went to China. These are messages to the American administration, as well as having a practical purpose. Yeah. They're messages to the American administration that we are not going to be bullied by the United States.
Yeah.
Russia. We remember that meeting between Chairman Xi and the Russian President Vladimir Putin, where they pledged eternal friendship to each other.
Yeah.
Now, Putin is not a man who is well-liked in Europe. So often the term, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So I'm trying to fit Russia and China into that particular equation.
See, we have Russia is our neighbor. We have a border over 4,000 kilometers, very long border. So we maintain a relationship with Russia in terms of normal relations with our neighbors, like we maintain the relationship with ASEAN countries, with India, with Pakistan, with all of the other neighboring countries. And I can tell you that 2 weeks ago, there's a conference of the on the work of related to neighboring countries, and also a conference of the chiefs of the Chinese overseas missions held in China, in Beijing. Those conferences focusing on our close collaboration with our neighboring countries, including Russia, including India, including Ireland, because you are the neighbors of our neighbors. We won't adopt a policy of putting China first, but we are making our efforts to establish a community of shared future for mankind. That is our policy. So we will have good relations with the neighboring countries, including Russia, but we will abide by all the regulations of the international order.
But when you read reports that Vladimir Zelensky has said that there have been Chinese people who are supposed to be working in drone factories in Russia, Chinese mercenaries actually captured by the Ukrainian forces. So where does China stand in terms of the war in Ukraine?
Of course, we stand at the negotiation table, but we are always making all efforts to bring all parties involved in the conflict back to the negotiation
table. Do you think you'd be a better mediator than the United States, China, because
like the EU countries, China is among them to be part of the international efforts to resolve the disputes. You just mentioned President Zelensky. Let me tell you, what did he say when our new ambassador was appointed to his post in the capital of Ukraine? He said, he thanks China that we support Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. I know recently he also said that some of the weapons from Russia we support. But that is not true because of what I read an article mentioned by the Ukraine Defense Intelligence Officer. He said that most of the weapons of Russia are coming from the Western countries, over 90%. And of that ratio, over 70% of the weapons are coming from the United States. So that is the truth. That is the reality. It's not from China.
In spite of sanctions and all of that, Putin is still using Western components, perhaps.
Yes.
To build his.
Yeah, we have a very strict policy on the weapons exporting, even the dual used materials exporting to the other country, including what you said, the drones. Very strict. You can check the statistics. We don't export those to the conflict area.
Is it possible, though, there could be individual Chinese people working for Russia in a drone factory or on the front line as mercenaries?
You can see even in the Ukraine military army, there are some individuals. But it is on a commercial basis. We warn our citizens not to go to those conflict areas. And just weeks ago, we drive back some citizens who are willing to cross the border to do something outside. We drive them back. So we have a very strict policy on that. You can maybe you mentioned some individual incident, but it's not the national policy.
Ambassador Zhao, thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.